second parak of Nazir Mishnah Ches, eighth Mishnah, is a continuation of the previous Mishnah that someone said, I'm going to be a Nazir when my wife gives birth. He pila ishtay, his wife miscarried, ain't a Nazir because he made a Nazir, so only she'll have a live child. And b'shimen oimer yoimer, he should say, im ha yeben kayom hare ani Nazir choyve. She should say, if he's a ben kayom hare ani Nazir choyve, that I'm chayving my naziris. V'imlav hareini nozer nedava. What Rav Shimon seems to be saying that the situation over here is the suffix. She miscarried, and it's not clear if he was alive a little bit before he died. So Tanakhama says, since it's not clear if he was alive, that unclear situation, you were not mekabel naziris. Whereas Rav Yehuda says, no, it's a suffix, and therefore the suffix is a nazir, and therefore you have to make this condition that if he was alive, this is my chiyuv, and if he was not alive, then I'm giving a gift offering. Chos v'yolda reiz a nazir. She gave birth again, then she's a nazir, vadai, because one of the two is mechayv, the first one or the second one. Shimon oimer yoimer. He should say, no. Ima risha, no, so even more so. The first one, according to the Tanakam, the first one, which is a suffix, she was vadai not a nazir. And the second one, she was a live child, she vadai is a nazir. The Rav Shimon that held, the first one was a suffix. So he says, she's making condition also. Im Rishon ben Kayom, the first one was a live child. Then Rishon Chayiv, the covenant for the first one was a Machiyiv and Zun Nedava. I don't have to bring this because I only made a condition that once I have a live child, I'm going to be a nazir. And I already had a live child. Well, but if a previous child was not alive, now this is my first live child. Harishon Nedava, the first one should be gift offering. This is my required problem.